This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Adam Hintertour. Got a minute? Holy s***. According to neuroscientists from Britain's Keele University, dropping the F-bomb can actually relieve physical pain. In the upcoming August 5th issue of the journal Neuro Report, the researchers say swearing is a different phenomenon than most language. It activates emotional centers in the right side of the brain rather than those cerebral areas reserved for regular communication in the left hemisphere. The researchers had groups of undergraduate students submerge their hands in a tub of witch's cold water and repeat the swear word of their choice. And students could tolerate the icy abyss much longer than when they were only allowed to say more socially acceptable words. The researchers say the foul-mouthed students also had increased heart rates, which indicates that swearing activates a classic fight-or-flight response. You know, when you act all badass to downplay the fact that you're scared s***. The study suggests that swearing is an ancient social phenomenon, with both emotional and physical effects. And also that socially acceptable words don't mean s*** when your pain really hurts like a son of a bitch.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Adam Hintertour.